This episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine was made possible by contributions from slaves like you. Spanky very much.
We have to defend ourselves. We intend to defend ourselves. We did so in the past, and we're going to do it today, and the day after that, and the day after that. Because only through this proper example of the self-defense and the proper example of retaliation, and by letting these people know that we move from some basic laws, that anything that goes down on oppressed people, on the part of the oppressor, it should be reciprocal. And in plain proletarian workers' language, it takes two to tango. As soon as these motherfuckers go, we go.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Good morning, slaves, and welcome to another edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine, where the news comes slower than watching porn on 56K. I'm your host, the Stimulator, and the motherfucking Greek resistance made good on its promise and rioted on the anniversary of the death of Alexandros Grigoropoulos, a 15-year-old member of the motherfucking resistance who was shot dead by a cowardly pig. Anarchists held the city of Athens in a state of siege for over 24 hours, hurling Molotov cocktails at the cops and successfully occupying Athens Polytechnic. This fire is out of control. In Honduras, the motherfucking pigs unleashed on anyone advocating the boycott of what some are calling sham elections. The pro-coup candidate Porfirio Lobo supposedly won the election, but less than 50% of the population participated. Here's anti-election activist Fausto Arizolo Rodolfo, who was detained for passing out anti-election posters.
We just want the water to be ours, the land to be ours, the minerals to be ours.
The man your mama calls Obama supported this Honduran spectacle of democracy and followed up his magic trick by taking a shit on all the peace-loving suckers who voted for him.
And as Commander-in-Chief, I have determined that it is in our vital national interest to send an additional 30,000 U.S. troops to Afghanistan.
The war is not meant to be won. It is meant to be continuous.
Yep, Operation Bomb All Motherfucking Afghanis is in full effect. Just as Obama picks up his Nobel Peace Prize trophy in Oslo. Meanwhile, troublemakers worldwide have been disrupting the flows of carbon by doing actions in solidarity with the upcoming rebellions in Copenhagen. In Vancouver, activists disrupted a construction site for the mega highway project known as the Gateway to Hell. In California, over 30 peeps were arrested after they blockaded the headquarters of those gas holes at Chevron. And in the UK, over 40,000 Londoners took to the street to protest against the corporate-friendly solutions to climate change that will be touted at the COP15 climate conference in Copenhagen. The Copenhagen clusterfuck could be the match that ignites a worldwide rebellion. But dumb motherfuckers in the US still want to debate whether or not man-made climate change is real. Maybe they'll start fighting back when their houses are underwater. Like these folks in Bangladesh, whose village is now submerged. But who gives a fuck about brown people in Asia, right? After all, we can still drive our Hummers to Mickey D's, fill our bellies with greasy burgers, and look like fat fucking cows. Last but not least, this month marked the 40th anniversary of the lynching of Fred Hampton. Hampton was a prominent member of the Black Panther Party who was lynched in cold blood by the motherfucking FBI.
So we always say to the Black Panther Party that they can do anything they want to us. We might not be back, I might be in jail, I might be anywhere. But when I leave, you can remember I said with the last words on my lips that I am a revolutionary.
El FBI se ha metido en un lío, están jodidos, se jodió la Casa Blanca. Ahora voy a explotar con estilo, en el nombre de Filiberto Ojeda Río. Me tumbaron el pulmón derecho, pero todavía respiro. Me voy a los tiros, pero todavía respiro. A los federales con piedra les tiro, y si no hay piedra pues les tiro con guiro. Con lo que sea, tumbaron al hombre pero no a la idea. A todos los federales los escupo con diarrea. Me dan náusea, me dan asco, yo sé que estoy perdiendo los cascos. Por culpa de ustedes, odio bruto, la calle 13 está de luto.
Con calma, compi, hay que ser astuto.
Cállate, fucking federales, gandules y guardias estatales, que no hicieron nada con las manos cruzadas, se quedaron mamándose un bicho. Fucking cabrón gobierno que permite esto. Chorro de puerco, son todos unos insectos, y por eso protesto. protesto por una masacre en Ponce, protesto por un Cerro Maravilla y hasta por un Septiembre 11.
Lucha, lucha, como lucha libre, por la libre, viva Puerto Rico libre. Hay mucho tiburón en el Caribe, 100 por 35 en el calibre. Lucha, lucha, como lucha libre, por la libre, viva Puerto Rico libre. Hay mucho tiburón en el Caribe, 100 por 35 en el calibre.
Earlier this month, Earth Defender Trey Arrow was released from his halfway cage and into the so-called free world after 6.5 years in the slammer.
It's very important to be mindful that the agents of repression have not changed and not gone away, and they're still following the same MO of, you know, targeting individuals or groups that they view as subversive and doing what they can to disrupt, to neutralize, to disintegrate what they view as a threat.
Yep. Trey was snitched on by the same dude who snitched on Jeffrey Lures, who gets out later this month. Both face harsh penalties for their alleged crimes and were labeled terrorists by the feds in a roundup of eco-activists known as the Green Scare. With the stakes being so high, it is amazing to see folks still working to stop the destruction of the planet, even with faced with harsh prison terms. While folks will be battling out on the streets of Copenhagen this weekend, there are folks deep in the woods defending some of the last redwood forests in the world. Last week, I had the honor of meeting some of these courageous forest defenders somewhere in Northern California. This is Farmer from Humboldt Earth First explaining what the fuck is going on.
So now we're on the northern end of the unit. They want to clear cut everything you can see here. And this grove is surrounded by clear cuts and suburbia. And it's pretty stark. It's an 80-year-old grove. It's one of the oldest groves that's left out here.
After bushwhacking through the thick rainforest, we came to the area these brave folks are defending. I climbed up a 130-foot second-growth redwood called Artemis to what these folks call a tree sit. Basically, these guardians of the forest eat, shit, and sleep way the fuck up there. After an hour of climbing, I finally made it up to the tree sit where I met Jacques. Hey Jacques, how the fuck are you?
Pretty good.
How long have you been on this tree sit?
I've been here since like the beginning of the occupation, December like 1st last year.
Why do you occupy this tree?
Right here where we're at, like you can't see it right now, but there's houses right over there, like just a couple tree ridges away. And that's like, this is the forest right here. So this is kind of like where Babylon ends and the forest begins. It's like the last front. These trees are, some of them are old growth and some of them have right on the verge of becoming old growth, and top of all the like habitat and everything, like, you know, like a line's gotta be drawn. It's like, this is the line. This is right across that hill is Babylon, and they want to expand it to right where we're sitting. They want to put a shopping mall right here with this big ass tree we're in is. And I kind of block, you know.
So is your life on the line?
Yeah, my life is on the line, absolutely. Yeah, December 2nd last year, we dropped the banner making this public, and the sheriff came by, Green Diamond employees came by, told me and another tree sitter that we were trespassing. If we came down right now, we wouldn't be arrested. Well, we said no, we were here to defend the banner. Green Diamond's response was to send a climber up next morning to cut the banner down, a line from tree to tree with a 15 by 30 foot banner hanging from it. Before the news cameras got there, I was sleeping on a hammock in the middle of the traversal, not the middle, the branch part. And so if he would have cut it, I would have fell.
Later, we were met by Gambit, one of the craziest monkey climbers I've ever met. Hey, Gambit, how the fuck are you?
Pretty fucking good. How about you?
Well, I'm scared shitless. What do you think? I'm standing on a branch about 130 feet up in the air. So why are you here?
We're here because we want to take space where we can talk about stuff freely and draw and sing and cook and tie ropes, tie trees together and do what we want to do. We're here to save these trees in particular that we're occupying from the wrath of the Timber Corporation, which has not logged yet this year in the McKay Tract, after having logged the McKay Tract every year for the past 6 or 7 years.
Capitalist pigs are in Copenhagen this week to set up a trading scheme to commodify carbon. Wouldn't having more trees be a better idea?
These trees are storing a lot of carbon themselves. The forest floor actually is full of ferns and several feet of duff, all of which is storing a huge amount of carbon. This area was logged about 120 years ago, and the ancient trees that stood here then were cut down. But like I said, it's the place where redwood trees grow the fastest of any other area on Earth. So it's pretty much soaking up carbon from the atmosphere. And also doing other things like helping out with the methane cycle, recycling and absorbing other greenhouse gases. It's doing that better than any other place in the Redwood region. And we're defending, you know, one of the most ancient groves in the McKay Tract.
The motherfucking resistance is in Copenhagen right now. Do you want to send them a shout out?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that I would want to tell the kids in Copenhagen, things that they already know how to do already. Build barricades, light things on fire on the edges of your territory, big fires, and, you know, destroy as much corporate property as you possibly can. And, you know, if you get a chance to do anything really awesome, you know, definitely go for it.
Thanks, Gambit. And that about does it for this edition of It's the End of the World, so no wonder if you'll find. I'd like to thank the following slaves for supporting this Foul Mouths edition. Steven, Guillermo, Bernd, Will, Jill, Mark, Justin, Natalie, Christopher, Audrey, David, Allison, Ariel, Benjamin, and Jim. Spanikitik. Also, super double big ups to Troy and Sarah for literally saving my life after I fell 40 feet from a big fucking tree. And special thanks to Eric for making the trip to Arcata happen. For links to the Forest Defenders in Humboldt, or to come in on this fucking show, just visit my fucking website, stimulator.tv. Now go climb a fucking tree.
Remember, kids, you can podcast high-quality video of this show at submedia.tv.
I'm about to traverse from one large second-growth redwood tree to another second-growth, fast-growing redwood tree on this white arborist line, which, by the way, we at Earth First Humboldt need a whole lot more of.